Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew, and I'm joined today by prop Jamie June. Right, this Friday, the club take on Merthyr at Pontypool Park. Are the squad confident of recording a second league win of the season over the Ironmen?
Absolutely. We've beat them on their own ground, so I don't see any reason why we can't beat them on our own ground. On the back of a defeat against RGC, obviously the boys are pumped to get the season back on track, really. So, full of confidence, I think.
Are you going to have many family and friends attending the game on Friday?
Yes, my mother, my brother, my other half. Like I said earlier, a lot of people are actually coming up asking when the game is, saying they're going to come, so I think it's going to be a large crowd.
And with the game being on a Friday, what alterations have been made to your week in terms of training and preparation?
I think a Tuesday session will be roughly the same, maybe tailored down, not so much contact. And then a Thursday will be a purely set piece, nice light team run, I would have thought. But I think a Friday night, I think a lot of the boys are saying how excited they are to play under the floodlights. I don't know what it is about a floodlit game, but everybody seems to enjoy it.
And both teams will go into the game off the back of defeats. As a result, are you expecting a cagey encounter?
I think both teams have obviously got a point to prove. Us especially, we're extremely disappointed with the way we performed up at RGC. Let's not take away from RGC, they thoroughly deserved the win. But I think we just didn't turn up at that game. So we are very anxious to get back on the patch and prove what we can actually do.
And you actually made your 200th appearance for the club away at Llanharan this season. What did reaching the milestone mean to you?
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't actually aware of it. It wasn't until the Bather home game that Rob Nash came into the training room, shook my hand and said congratulations, and I was sort of thinking, well, what for? And he opened up the match day programme and it had in there that I'd reached my 200th appearance against Llanharan. Obviously, I was very, very pleased with that, to be honest with you. Yeah, very, very happy. But it took me by surprise a bit, yeah.
So proud moment.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, really proud moment.
And you actually made your debut for the club against Carmarthen Quins in 2003. What do you remember most about that day?
I was a bag of nerves. First appearance for such a great club. I was only 18, 19 years of age. I was on the bench and I can remember coming on because now Coach Slug actually got Simbin, believe it or not. And come on to play the remaining half of the game. The one thing that I will remember from the game is that the last play of the game, I actually split my eyelid all the way across. So that'll be a lasting memory, I would have thought.
And just give the listeners a flavour of what team you were playing in. Who were some of your teammates?
At the times, I would have had Nicky Blake, Neil Giles either side of me when I come on, which obviously well-known players for the club. Gary Lucas was captain at the time, he was a mountain of a man at the time, a very good bloke. Di Smith at fullback, who again is a name that everyone should remember because he is again a class act and he was here for quite a number of years. So yeah, there's quite a lot of tasty players at that time that I was amongst, and a young boy myself, I was just in awe really in the training room. So yeah.
So do you think things have now changed? Are you more of a father figure for guys in the squad at the moment?
Well, I'd certainly like to think so. I've been here, obviously, best part of 12 years now, and I would like to think the boys do look at me. I do have some of the boys come up asking questions, my opinion on things, which is always nice. But I'm definitely one of the older of the group, unfortunately, now. So, it's good, yeah.
Right, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
No problem at all, thank you.